Mona Montgomery. Let's hear from Mona.
Yeah, hello. Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Nice to... This is just a great show you're doing. This is the best call-in show we've ever had. I really love it. And I did have a... I have a, several questions, but I'll just start with one. You may know that I'm in close communication with Southworth and also Martin, and I end up talking about you a lot with them and defending your position against them, and I want to make sure that I understand you. And if I'm wrong, I want you to correct me. They say, let's start with Southworth. Southworth says that you claim there is no devil, which I know not to be true.
That's absolutely crazy that I would claim that.
Right. And so he told me, well, call him up and ask him. And so that's what I'm doing. And he says that you say, and this I tend to believe you do think, because I do think this anyway, that the Garden of Eden story is an allegory and is not literally correct. Is that true or not? Is that what you think or is that not what you think?
Well, the Garden of Eden story is clearly allegory that represents an act of race mixing, an act of fornication.
That's totally what I think also. And I think that the sex between the serpent and Eve is an allegory for sex between a white woman and a non-white, which produces the wrong seed, which becomes a threat to our race. Is that what you think?
Well, yes, that is what I believe. And that non-white was related to the fallen angels. And those fallen angels collectively are the devil and Satan.
I see.
And they are collectively. So they are the devil. Now, we don't know what happened, and I get asked this sometimes, to the original spirits of the fallen angels. We don't know what happened to them. It's just not material to us to know what happened to them. But we do know, and I have taught from the Enoch literature and from Scripture, that demons in the spiritual realm are the spirits of bastards created by the race mixing of the fallen angels. And that's demons in the spiritual realm, but they're not to be confused with the original devil and Satan. Now, all of the offspring of these fallen angels who are here on earth today, all of them are collectively the devil and Satan. So there is a devil, and there was a devil, but Satan is not in heaven now, and that's why some of these clowns say that I don't believe in Satan. But Revelation chapter 12 makes it very clear, as does Luke chapter 10, that Satan is not in heaven now.
Okay, so let me clarify, just so that we know what you and I do not agree on. You believe that the Eve had sex with a member of a group of entities that you refer to as the fallen angels. Is that correct?
Well, them or their offspring, it doesn't matter.
Right. And I maintain that Eve had sex with I go with the KKK theory, which is that she had sex with a witch doctor Negro in the plantation in other words, in my opinion, it was a human being. So you and I disagree on that, right?
I've also taught that the other races come from the fallen angels.
Oh.
Don't necessarily disagree on that.
No, that we don't disagree then. Okay. That's interesting. So you think the other races, namely the Negroes, the Chinks, and the mixed races,
none of them were mentioned as being created by God. None of them.
Right. That's a new idea for me. Okay.
They are all...
fallen angel progeny.
They're all demonic in nature, and they've all been worshiping the serpents and the dragons from the dawn of time.
Nice point.
There's many reasons. There's reasons that are anthropological. All these other races appear after the original Cro-Magnons and Neanderthals appear in the anthropological.
I want to point out something that is getting lost because the Jews have completely covered it up, and it's terribly important to me. There is a humanoid who's fully, actually, he goes back a million years. He's been dug up in East Anglia, which is only a few miles from London, and the Jews are claiming it's a Neanderthal, but that's only because they were able to destroy the University of East Anglia with a bunch of concocted accusations and force them to change their website, which prior to this Jewish teardown said that this was a different hominid than any of the other hominids, and they also have found and have dug up fully human remains that date back 800,000 years.
Well, that's, if fallen angels were clearly here before our race, and if we had the remains of original fallen angels, we would have to identify them as fully human and probably close to us in their, I don't believe they were exactly like us, but probably very close to us in their physiognomy.
Okay, let's see, another question from, this comes from Southworth. He claims, and it's a very interesting point, and I like it, that anyone who gets written in the genealogy of the Old Testament has to have been Adamic or even possibly Israelite. I guess I'm getting confused. But anyway, should not be confused with a non-white, because if they were not white, they would not have made it into the genealogy. And what this does is it changes some of the perception of the relationships between the families in the Old Testament, giving more credence. Oh, somebody, David Burton agrees with this. And Keith says that there were many more white people in the region than we realize, and that. But I can't remember what the rest of the point was.
Well, I've always taught that. I have a paper, The Race of Genesis 10, right? They were all white. Even Canaan was white, but Canaan was cursed, and his descendants went off into race mixing at an early time, especially with the Kenites and the Rephaim. But even Canaan was white.
Okay, great. I think that is what Keith says. I don't know why he keeps saying you don't agree with that. Okay.
Or white. If they weren't white, then God's a liar, because it's not kind after kind, right? All of the children of Noah were originally white. I explained that in a paper on my website. It's one of my most read papers, The Race of Genesis 10.
And I think Keith maintains that Shem, Ham, and Japheth were all pure white as well.
Well, they were the patriarchs. They had to all be white.
Okay, so see, I don't know if Keith's listening, but see, Keith, I told you. Okay, so that's 2 points that was right on, and I'm always fighting with Keith over you. And the other thing,
Keith and I had some bad blood a long time ago, and I'll tell you what's happening with Keith. He's not listening because he dislikes me, and he's not listening to me honestly when he listens. I wish he would listen to me honestly, because I've seen Keith Southworth misquote and misrepresent me. Now, we may not agree on everything. We disagree on a lot of things, but a lot of things that he thinks we disagree on, we really don't. He just doesn't.
No, I know. You're so much. I've told him that. I said, you guys are so close together. It's just strange that you fight like this. And I mean him fighting with you. One last thing. He claims that he can prove that it was the devil who had sex with Eve, and that it's not an allegory, because the revelation says that something, 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 that old serpent, the devil.
Well, right. But he's taking something that is indeed an allegory, and he wants the old serpent. That old serpent is definitely linked to the fallen angels. There's no doubt.
Got it. I totally understand. William, I totally understand what you're saying. It is pointing to the allegorical identification of those who had sex with Eve, who was now the allegory. Now, do you think that Adam and Eve were real people?
Well, Yeah, you know, yes, I do, because there had to be a first man, Adam, and because all of the scripture later on says that Adam was a real, tangible person. So,
right.
What I believe
but
about
the allegory
is that any member of those fallen angels that fell in Revelation 12, any one of that group was a serpent.
Got it. I do understand.
If kind is after kind, right, then all of their descendants are serpents. And that's what we see when we get to the New Testament. Now, there's an entire tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Not just a serpent. And the serpent offered Adam and Eve fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
which they partook of.
It could have been any member of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which is all of these primordial descendants of these fallen angels. That's how I look at it, which Adam and Eve could have had sex with.
Right. So the knowledge of good and evil is the seductive curiosity of wanting to know what it's like to have sex with a non-white and learning the hard way that was evil.
That could be true allegorically, right? But
yeah.
I see the tree of the knowledge of good and evil as a race of beings who knew good and revolted from God. Therefore, they were cast out of heaven and learned evil. Because they learned evil and did evil, they were cast out of heaven.
So those white let me see if I understand you. Those white people who have sex with non-whites, are they comprise the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and their progeny are the branches from that tree.
Right, because they've joined themselves to that tree.
Okay, great.
There's two trees in the garden. There's the tree of life, that's Christ and his race, Adam and Eve and their descendants, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's the fallen angels, the devil, Satan. These are not proper names. They define any one member of the group, or they define the entire group.
Correct. Right. And that shows what the big basic dual seed line argument is, that there's this tree with its branches, and there's this other tree with its branches.
Right. And it's not only Cain. It's every member of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil would be part of the seed of the serpent. I mean, descendants of your seed, but so is your sister, and so is your brother. They're your seed, too.
That's right. And so it's everyone who is not white is from that tree.
Thank you, Mona.
Thank you, Bill. Okay. I'll hang up now.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.